Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Welcome to LotteryCast, the show that brings you all the essential news, world results, and of course, the jackpots you need to know about.
And what a time to be talking about them.
It really is. It's Monday, November 24th, 2025. And if you've been paying even the slightest bit of attention to the lottery world in the U.S., you know the big story.
Oh, you can't miss it. We're talking about a number that just, it almost doesn't feel real.
Right. We're looking at the U.S. Powerball, which for tonight's drawing is an estimated $654 million.
It's just this staggering figure. And that's the annuity. The cash value alone is, north of $300 million.
It is. $303.2 million. It's just one of those jackpots that gets deep into that historic territory. The kind that creates a total frenzy.
For sure. Total media coverage. Everyone's talking about it heading into the holiday week. It's a global event at this point.
Absolutely. So today we're going to unpack exactly how we got to this colossal number, look at some of the really close near misses that pushed it even higher.
And then we're going to take a trip around the world. We'll head to Europe, Australia, Canada, see what's happening with their biggest games.
Yeah, we'll get into some of the interesting mechanics, like bonus numbers versus additional numbers, and something I know people get confused about. The different tax rules if you win big in, say, Spain versus Italy.
Very different worlds, for sure.
But before we dive into any of that, because we are talking about these huge sums of money and, you know, the excitement of it all, we have to start with our essential reminder.
Yes, please. Play responsibly. Always play within your means.
It's supposed to be fun.
Exactly. Mm. And if you or maybe someone you know is finding that it's not fun anymore, or if you just need some guidance, there are resources available.
You can call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBO.net. We really encourage everyone to play smart.
Please do.
Okay. With that very important reminder out of the way, let's jump right into this behemoth. The U.S. Powerball. $654 million. It sounds absurd to even say out loud.
It does. And a number like that doesn't just appear overnight. It's the product of a classic, sustained rollover streak.
So how long has this one been building?
This jackpot has been growing relentlessly since the last big win, way back on September 6th.
Wow, so that's, what, nearly 3 months?
Just about. And that last win was itself absolutely colossal, a staggering $1.8 billion prize.
That was the one that was split, right?
That's the one. Split between two winning tickets sold in Missouri and Texas. So since then, it's just been climb, climb, climb.
And once it breaks that $500 million mark, the growth just accelerates like crazy, doesn't it?
Oh, completely. You get this feedback loop where the public excitement and the ticket sales just surge, and that drives the next projected jackpot even higher. It feeds on itself.
So let's talk about how close we came to this whole run ending just this past weekend, the Saturday, November 22nd draw. What were we looking at then?
The jackpot for Saturday stood at $629 million. With a cash value of $291.6 million. Still a massive prize.
And the numbers?
The numbers drawn were 28, 32, 36, 51, and 69. And the all-important Powerball was 2. The Power Play multiplier was 2x.
And obviously, nobody hit the full set, which is why we're here talking about an even bigger number today.
Right. But the near misses, they were pretty spectacular, and they really show you the value of those second-tier prizes.
Okay, so what happened?
Two different tickets in two different states managed to match all 5 of those white balls. They just missed that red Powerball number 2.
Which means they each win $1 million.
$1 million. Before taxes, of course.
Yeah.
But still, an instant millionaire.
Do we know where those tickets were sold?
We do. One was sold in Oklahoma, so a huge congratulations to whoever that is. and the other was sold in Duluth, Georgia.
Georgia again. Mm. They seem to be a hot spot.
They really do. And we know the exact location for that one. It was a Publix grocery store at 1525 Pleasant Hill Road.
Can you just imagine? You're grabbing milk and bread, you buy a lottery ticket, and you wake up a millionaire. All while the main jackpot just keeps on rolling.
It's the perfect example of how the game creates these huge winners, even when the grand prize isn't hit.
And that was just Saturday. What about the draw before that on Wednesday the 19th?
The activity then was also really intense. The jackpot was at $592 million.
Okay, and the numbers for that draw?
They were 10, 31, 49, 51, and 68. The Powerball was 19, and the Power Play, again, was 2X.
And any big winners there?
This is what's really amazing about that Wednesday draw. There was only one second prize ticket sold in the entire country.
Just one out of millions of tickets.
Just one. A single ticket matched the five white balls and missed the Powerball. So one person claimed the solitary $1 million prize nationwide.
Talk about being the lucky one. Where was that ticket sold?
That winner can thank a 7-Eleven. Specifically, the one on Mountain Avenue in Mountainside, Union County, New Jersey.
So a quiet transaction in the New York metro area turns into a $1 million payday.
Exactly.
And beyond those $1 million prizes, there were some smaller but still really significant wins, right? I saw Massachusetts had a pretty good week.
Yeah, Massachusetts did well. We saw a player there win $50,000. That's for matching four of the main numbers, plus the Powerball.
Right, that's the third prize tier.
It is. And that ticket was bought at a place called Skip's Country Store in Raleigh. And then it happened again. Another $50,000 winning ticket was sold this past Saturday, this time at an area in Peabody.
You know, we focus on the hundreds of millions, but $50,000, that's a transformative amount of money for most people.
Oh, absolutely. That can wipe out your debt, pay for a huge chunk of college. It's a down payment on a house. It's a huge deal.
So all of this really gets into the mechanics of the game itself. For anyone who's new to this, why does Powerball get so massive so consistently?
It all comes down to a re-engineering of the game structure that happened back in 2015.
They changed the rules.
They changed the math. The drawings are Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and a ticket costs $2.
Yeah.
But the secret sauce, or the madness, depending on how you look at it, is in the numbers.
Let's break down the odds, because they're pretty mind-boggling.
They are now. Before 2015, your chances were a lot better. But then the lottery increased the number of white balls from 59 to 69.
Okay.
And at the same time, they actually reduced the number of red Powerballs from 35 down to 26.
So that combination, it just stretched the odds out.
It stretched them into the stratosphere. Today, the odds of hitting the jackpot are 1 in 292,201,338.
So by making it harder to win, they basically guarantee that it's going to roll over more often.
That's the entire design. More rollovers mean bigger jackpots, which means more ticket sales. It's a brilliant business model for creating these mega prizes.
But the flip side is that the secondary prizes are much more attainable.
Exactly. And this is key. While the jackpot odds are astronomical, the odds for that second prize, the $1 million tier, are much, much better.
What are we talking about there?
The odds of matching just the five white balls are 1 in 11,688,053.
So that's what, almost 25 times more likely than winning the whole thing?
Precisely. And if you look at the overall odds of winning any prize, even just $4 for matching the Powerball, they're about 1 in 24.9.
So the game gives out enough smaller wins to keep people engaged while they're all chasing that impossible dream.
That's the strategy.
And there are other ways to play too, like the Power Play and Double Play options. How do those work?
So Power Play costs an extra dollar. And it acts as a multiplier on any non-jackpot prize you win. It can be 2X, 3X, 4X, 5X, or sometimes even a 10X multiplier.
So that $50,000 prize in Massachusetts, if the Power Play was 3X, it would have been $150,000.
Exactly. The one little catch is that the $1 million second prize only ever doubles to $2 million, no matter how high the multiplier is.
Good to know. And what about this double play feature? That's relatively new.
It is. It's also an extra dollar, and it's basically a second chance. It uses your same Powerball numbers, but enters them into a totally separate drawing that happens right after the main one.
Then what's the prize for that?
It has its own top prize, a fixed cash prize of $10 million.
Did anyone hit that on Saturday?
No. So that prize is also still rolling, which adds even more anticipation for tonight. The winning double play numbers from Saturday were 5, 6, 24, 44, and 58. With the Powerball being 12.
So for an extra buck tonight, you're not just playing for the $654 million. You also get a second shot at a separate $10 million cash prize.
That's the incentive. And when you have two huge prizes rolling at the same time, it really pushes people to play. I imagine ticket sales right now are just astronomical.
I have no doubt. Okay, so while Powerball is clearly the star of the show, we have to give some love to its counterpart, Mega Millions.
Absolutely. You can't talk about U.S. lotteries without mentioning both the giants. And Mega Millions is holding its own.
What's the jackpot looking like for that one?
For the Tuesday night drawing, it's an estimated $70 million. The cash option on that is a very respectable $32.3 million.
Let's quickly go over the mechanics for Mega Millions because they're slightly different.
They are. Drawings are Tuesday and Friday. Players pick five main numbers from 1 to 70.
So a slightly larger pool of white balls than Powerball?
A little bit, yes. And then you pick one Mega Ball, the gold one, from a separate pool of 1 to 25.
Which makes the odds just a tiny bit longer than Powerball.
Just a hair. The odds of winning the Mega Millions jackpot are 1 in 302,575,350. And just like Powerball, they also changed their structure a few years back, in 2017, to lengthen those odds and create these bigger jackpots.
It's the industry standard now, it seems.
It is.
Now, this is where it gets a little interesting. As we were looking into the last drawing from Friday, November 21st, we found something a bit strange.
Yes, this is a really important point for anyone who plays regularly. We saw two different sets of winning numbers being reported for the same draw.
Right. So the first source we looked at, a video source, reported the winning numbers as 3, 4, 19, 31, 63, and the gold Mega Ball was 9.
But then another credible source, a news report out of Cleveland, said a completely different numbers. They said the winners were 5, 10, 23, 27, 30, and the Mega Ball was 10.
So what does that mean? How does that happen?
Well, it could be a simple data entry error, or maybe some confusion with regional draw cutoffs. Mm. But it's a critical reminder for players.
Don't trust just one source.
Never. Always, always verify your numbers on the official lottery website. Imagine you had the first set of numbers, check the Cleveland paper, and threw your ticket away thinking you lost.
Oh, that would be a nightmare. The official drawing is the only thing that matters.
It's the only authority.
Okay, so moving on from that potential confusion, Georgia popped up again with a nice secondary prize in that Friday draw.
It did. A $20,000 winner. Someone bought a ticket at a Publix in Savannah on Abercorn Street.
And how did they win $20,000?
They matched four of the main numbers plus the Mega Ball. That prize is normally $10,000. But this is where the multiplier comes in.
Right. Mega Millions calls it the Megaplier.
We do. And the Megaplier for that drawing was 2x, so it doubled their win from $10,000 to $20,000. Again, it just reinforces the value of spending that extra dollar.
And you can't really talk about Mega Millions in Georgia without mentioning that almost billion-dollar prize that was claimed there not too long ago.
That was the staggering $980 million jackpot. I think the winning numbers for that one were 1, 8, 11, 12, 57, and the Mega Ball was 7.
It's just wild that Georgia has been home to both a split billion-dollar Powerball winner and a near billion-dollar Mega Millions winner. There's a lot of playing going on down there.
A ton of participation in the Southeast, for sure.
All right, let's shift gears completely now. Let's fly way across the world to Australia, where we found a really wonderful human interest story from a recent Powerball win.
Yeah, this is one of those stories that lottery players everywhere just love to hear because it's about personal numbers coming through.
This was from the Australian Powerball draw on November 20th.
That's right, draw 1540. And the focus is on a woman from Mount Gravatt, which is a suburb of Brisbane. She was the only Division I winner.
So she had the entire prize pool all to herself.
All to herself. She took home exactly $5,251,280.07 in Australian dollars. A life-transforming win.
And the detail that makes this story so great is how she picked her numbers. She used family numbers.
That's right. All of her winning numbers, 19, 11, 12, 4, 29, 13, 27, and the Powerball 20, were based on birthdays, anniversaries, significant family dates.
So it's not a statistical strategy, obviously, but it adds this huge emotional layer to the win.
It really does. It feels less like random luck and more like, you know, cosmic thumbs up for her family.
And her reaction when she got the call was pretty classic.
Oh, yeah. She said she almost missed it. She saw an unknown number and thought it was a spam call. Can you imagine ignoring the call that tells you you're a multimillionaire?
I can't. So what was the impact for her and her family? What did this money mean?
The first most immediate thing was retirement for her husband. She said it was something they'd been talking about for a long time, but there was always that uncertainty. Now that stress is just gone.
Instantly gone.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Certainly. She described the feeling as a mix of joy, relief, and happiness. It's the ultimate retirement package delivered overnight.
That's incredible. And she bought her ticket online, right?
She did. She used the Lot app to buy her 12-game entry, which is a perfect segue into a theme we'll touch on later, that global shift towards secure online ticket purchasing.
For sure. Okay, from Australia, let's head west over to Europe. The lottery scene there is just fascinating. You have these huge multinational games, complex prize structures, and very, very different tax rules.
And we have to start with the biggest of them all, EuroMillions. It's really the benchmark for multi-country lottery games. It's Europe's number one.
And one of its most defining features is the jackpot cap, right? It doesn't just roll forever like the U.S. games.
That's right. EuroMillions has a hard cap that can reach a massive $250 million.
And that's been hit recently.
It has, twice in 2025 already.
Okay.
Once in March and again in August. And what happens when it hits that ceiling is that any extra prize money then rolls down to boost the prizes for the next tier of winners.
Interesting. So how does the game itself work?
It's a bit more complex than Powerball. You have to match five main numbers from a pool of 1 to 50. But then you also have to match two lucky stars from a separate pool of 1 to 12.
Two extra numbers.
Mm. And that setup creates 13 different prize categories, which is way more than the 9 you get in Powerball.
And there are all these interesting regional add-ons, too, like for players in the UK.
Yeah, if you're in the UK, every EuroMillions ticket you buy automatically enters you into the UK Millionaire Maker.
And that's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee. It's a separate raffle that ensures at least one UK player wins a prize of £1 million in every single draw, no matter what happens with the main jackpot.
And Spain has something similar, right? The El Melon raffle.
Exactly. El Melon, the million, is Spain's version. It guarantees a separate $1 million a prize in every draw held in Spain. When you buy a ticket there, you get an 8-digit alphanumeric code printed on it. If your code is drawn, you win the million euros.
So these supplementary games are a great way to create guaranteed winners and keep excitement high even when the main jackpot rolls over.
It's a huge incentive. But winning big in Europe brings us to the really crucial topic of taxes. And Spain is a perfect example of how different it is.
Okay, so walk me through it. How does Spain tax lottery winnings?
They have a pretty significant tax-free amount. The first $40,000 of any prize is completely tax-free.
Okay, that's a good start.
It is. But any amount of the prize above that $40,000 threshold is hit with a flat 20% tax.
So let's say I win $100,000. How does that work out?
Okay, so you take your $100,000 prize. The first $40,000 is yours, free and clear. That leaves $60,000. You pay 20% tax on that, which is $12,000. So you'd take home $88,000.
It's pretty straightforward then, but that's a hefty chunk and a really big prize.
It is. And it's also worth noting for any international players listening, foreign citizens who win in Spain can sometimes claim a full refund of that tax, but then, of course, they have to deal with taxes in their own home country.
Right. Now, how does that compare to Italy's big game, Superenalotto, which is famous for its insane uncapped rollovers?
Yeah, Superenalotto is a different beast entirely. There is no jackpot cap. It can just roll and roll, sometimes for years, leading to absolutely monumental prizes.
What's the record for that one?
The record was a jaw-dropping $371.1 million a prize that was won in February of 2023. And what's interesting is that it was won by a giant 90-player syndicate.
90 people. So a lot of people shared in that massive fortune.
A lot of happy people.
And the mechanics are different, too. It's a 6 out of 90 game.
Right. You pick 6 numbers from a pool of 90. Very tough odds. And they have a feature called the Jolly Number. This is a classic bonus number.
Okay, and we'll clarify that distinction in a minute. So how does the Jolly Number work?
The Jolly is drawn by officials from the same drum of 90 balls. You don't need it for the jackpot. You win the jackpot by matching the first 6 numbers. But you do need it to win the second prize, which is matching 5 main numbers plus the Jolly.
I see. And the tax structure in Italy is, I've heard it's notoriously complicated.
It's a bit of a maze, especially for smaller prizes. They have 7 different tax bands. For example, prizes up to 100 euro are tax-free. Then there are other rules for slightly larger prizes.
But what about the big one, the jackpot?
For the massive wins, it thankfully simplifies. Any portion of a prize that is over 52,000.01 is subject to a 20% tax rate.
So on a huge prize, it's effectively a 20% tax, just like Spain.
It's very close. If you won, say, a $10 million reprise, the tax you'd pay in Spain would be 1,992,000 prize. In Italy, because of the slightly higher taxable threshold, you'd pay about 1,989,600. So it's surprisingly similar at the top end.
That's fascinating. The complexity is really just for those smaller to medium wins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But understanding these rules is vital if you're playing these games from abroad.
Absolutely. And all this talk about different game mechanics brings us to something we should probably clarify. We use terms like additional number and bonus number, but they mean very different things.
This is probably one of the most common points of confusion for people who play different lotteries.
Okay, so let's start with the additional number. Powerball is the classic example.
Right. An additional number is a number that the player selects from a separate drum or pool of numbers. Think of the red Powerball, the gold Mega Ball, or those 2 lucky stars in Euro Millions.
And you need it to win the jackpot.
Almost always, yes. You match the 5 white balls, you win the second prize. You match the 5 white balls and the additional number, you win the jackpot. It makes the odds much harder.
Now, contrast that with the bonus number, like the Jolly in Superenalotto.
A bonus number is selected by lottery officials from the exact same drum as the main set of numbers. A player does not pick this number.
And its only purpose is for secondary prizes.
Precisely. You do not need the bonus number to win the jackpot. In Superenalotto, the Jolly is only there to create that second prize tier for matching 5 numbers plus the bonus. It adds a prize level without making the jackpot even harder to win.
So, simple rule of thumb. If the extra ball comes from a separate drum and you pick it, it's an additional number. If it comes from the same drum and you don't pick it, it's a bonus number.
That's the easiest way to tell them apart.
Got it. This kind of strategic thinking often leads players to consider group play to get more coverage. Let's quickly define a lottery syndicate versus a bundle.
A lottery syndicate is the classic group play. A bunch of people pool their money to buy a whole lot more tickets or lines than they could on their own.
So you increase your chances of winning, but you share the prize.
Exactly. More lines, better odds, but the prize pool is split among all the members. It's a trade-off.
And what's a bundle?
A bundle is kind of a hybrid approach. It's for the player who wants the increased odds of a syndicate, but also wants to keep a shot at winning the whole jackpot for themselves.
So you get a bit of both.
Right. A bundle will combine a share in a syndicate entry with your own personal ticket, where you play your own numbers. It's a way of hedging your bets.
So for our listeners who are hearing about these huge international jackpots, like Superenalotto's $94 million, and thinking they want to play, how can they do that securely if they don't live in Italy?
Well, it used to be pretty much impossible, or you had to use very risky methods. But modern, secure online lottery services have completely changed the game.
How do they actually work?
So these services act as a secure go-between. You go to their website, pick the international lottery you want to play, and they have local staff in that country who will physically go to an official lottery retailer and buy a real ticket on your behalf.
So you're not buying some digital bet. You're buying an actual physical ticket.
You are the legal owner of a physical ticket. And to prove it, they scan a copy of that ticket and send it directly to your online account. The transactions are also usually secured with high-level encryption to protect your data.
And what happens if you win?
For smaller prizes, the service will usually collect the winnings for you and deposit them right into your account. For a massive jackpot, they'll typically arrange for you to fly to the country to claim the prize in person, often with legal help to navigate the local rules and taxes.
That security and the convenience of being able to play these huge global games right from your couch is, you know, it's exactly why our sponsor is so valuable to lottery players today. This episode is sponsored by LotteryCast.com, a safe and secure website where you can buy official lottery tickets online to play at the world's biggest lotteries, all from the comfort of your own home. Plus, all lottery drawings and winnings are monitored automatically by the lotter so that you don't miss anything. Head over to LotteryCast.com now to play.
Welcome back. We've talked strategy. We've talked about the big money. Now let's do a quick global results roundup just to see the incredible variety of prizes that have been won over the past few days.
Yeah, this really underscores that while Powerball is getting all the headlines, there is serious money changing hands every single day in every major market.
Let's start with some of the regional U.S. draws from Sunday, November 23rd. What about Cash for Life?
For Cash for Life, the winning numbers were 5, 7, 49, 54, and 60, with the cash ball being 4. That top prize is valued at $7 million.
How about out west, California Fantasy 5? The numbers there were 3, 16, 21, 35, and 38 for a jackpot of $158,000.
And lucky for life.
Winning numbers were 3, 4, 13, 28, and 41 with a lucky ball 9. That top prize is worth $5.75 million.
Okay, let's head north to Canada. The Lotto 649 from Saturday.
For Lotto 649, the draw produced 11, 14, 19, 24, 45, and 48 with the bonus number 39. That jackpot was $3.51 million.
Across the pond now to the UK, also from Saturday the 22nd.
The main UK lotto numbers were 9, 11, 14, 43, 49, and 59, with the bonus being 35. That was for a very healthy 6.75 million jackpot.
And the smaller UK Thunderball.
The Thunderball numbers were 7, 10, 17, 21, and 30, and the key Thunderball itself was 5. That top prize is about $648,000.
Okay, back to the European mainland giants.
Starting with Italy's Super Enalotto from Saturday, the numbers were 2, 8, 29, 47, 59, and 65, and the jolly number was 86. That jackpot is now at $94.37 million and still climbing.
Germany's Lotto 6 House 49.
From Saturday, the numbers were 15, 18, 21, 29, 32, and 33, with Super Bowl 5 for a $16 million prize.
And the other big pan-European game, Eurojackpot, from Friday.
The Eurojackpot numbers were 15, 24, 30, 45, and 50, with the two lucky stars being 5 and 6. That was for an $11.43 million prize.
All right, let's finish our trip around the world down in Australia, and we'll check in on Africa, too.
Australia's Set for Life draw from today, Monday the 24th, had the numbers 1, 14, 17, 22, 29, 40, and 41, with bonus numbers 31 and 35. That's a $3.07 million prize.
And their weekday windfall.
The numbers were 4, 15, 17, 18, 20, and 44, with bonus numbers 7 and 11 for about $638,000.
Okay, and let's round it out with South Africa and Mexico.
South Africa Powerball from Friday the 21st. Numbers were 1, 28, 39, 49, and 50, and the Powerball was 6 for a prize of $2.86 million.
And finally, Mexico Mulatto from Sunday.
The numbers were 7, 22, 24, 32, 38, and 41, with the additional number being 56. That jackpot was $10.57 million.
Wow. That really puts tonight's $654 million Powerball into a global perspective. There is so much money moving around, but you're right, all eyes are on the U.S. tonight.
Absolutely. The main takeaway is just the sheer scale of this U.S. Powerball roll. It's a direct result of those 1 in 292 million odds, and it's going to make tonight's drawing a massive global event.
And we also learned that even if you don't hit that top prize, those secondary tiers are creating instant millionaires. We saw it happen in New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Georgia just in the last week.
It really reinforces the importance of those secondary prizes. And it's a good reminder of how complex these global games can be with all their different tax rules and mechanics. Remembering the difference between an additional number and a bonus number can really help you understand the game you're playing.
And that brings me back to that wonderful story from Brisbane, the woman who won $5.2 million using her family numbers. That emotional connection she had to the numbers just made the win feel more special.
It does. And it's funny because, you know, the math is random. The odds of drawing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 are exactly the same as any other combination.
Right. So using birthdays doesn't actually improve your chances.
Not at all. But it clearly changes the experience of playing.
Which leaves us with a final thought for everyone listening, especially as you get ready for tonight's huge drawing.
Right.
If the numbers are all mathematically random anyway, does adding that personal layer using birthdays, anniversaries change how you view the game? Is the real win maybe just in personalizing what is, at its core, a cold, random process?
Something to think about as you're holding your ticket for the $654 million draw.
Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of LotteryCast. Remember to check your tickets carefully, always against the official results. And as always, please play responsibly.
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck to all of you, and we will catch you next time for more World Lottery news and jackpots.